You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The Wire.
I don't know, and frankly the whole thing gives me the heebie-jeebies.
The Wire.
Diabetes is the leading cause of preventable blindness in New Zealand, and less than 50% of Kiwis with diabetes are getting free regular eye checks. Diabetes can lead to deteriorated vision and even complete blindness, with this happening overnight in certain cases. This month marks Diabetes Action Month. Diabetes New Zealand is focusing on raising awareness to make sure that the growing number of people suffering from diabetes do not have to endure further eye problems as well. To find out more, I spoke to Diabetes New Zealand CEO Heather Verry. Here is that piece now.
It's the leading cause of blindness because it's a complication of diabetes, and it's often one that just gets unrecognised. And what we're finding is that people are not getting their regular eye checks. And if they did have regular eye checks, then the blindness or the vision impairment would actually be prevented, and so that you wouldn't get the damage over time.
Less than 50% of Kiwis with diabetes are getting regular eye tests. This is clearly bad, and how can we improve this figure?
We can improve this figure by ensuring that the inconsistency across New Zealand gets fixed, and that is because not everyone has access to free eye checks, and this is often a geographical issue, that they're not actually getting it. Different regions free eye checks in other regions don't. So that inconsistency needs to be sorted, because they should actually get the free eye checks every 2 years. And then there also needs to be a general awareness that this is a very serious complication that goes with diabetes. And that really probably comes from the GP needing to ensure that the people who are diagnosed with diabetes are aware of this complication and are put in the system to get their eye checks, and that they are able to actually access those eye checks, because that's often the problem, is that there are long waiting lists for people to get their eye checks, and for some people they aren't even able to access appointments to get eye checks.
I understand you recently carried out a health survey that revealed the extent of this problem. Can you expand on this and the results of the survey a little bit?
Yeah, sure. Of the people that we surveyed, 86% have experienced some vision-related symptoms, which is pretty huge, really. And of that, 20% have long-term impaired vision as a direct result of diabetes. But the frightening thing is that 98% of the respondents were aware, but there are those that 26% were completely unaware of the need for a test. And that's the real issue, is that there are still people out there that are unaware of the need to have these eye checks.
Is a diabetes eye check different from a normal eye examination? And what is involved in the examination, and is it intrusive?
From what I understand, it's not intrusive. It is a very easy eye check to do. So it's not something that's going to be painful in any way, and it is quite a simple eye check.
Now, you mentioned that geographically and the cost of eye checks are barriers to getting regular diabetes eye checks. Are there any other barriers that we need to be thinking about?
It is generally education and awareness of the need to have the eye checks, and also to just ensure that there are opportunities for people to have these regular eye checks every 2 years.
What is Diabetes Action Month about?
Action Month is just really to create an awareness of diabetes. The fact that it is an epidemic, that it is growing, the prevalence of it is growing, the statistics. Well, the economic research has shown for us that it's due to grow 70 to 90% over the next 20 years, which is phenomenal. And it's a huge cost, not only to the health system, but there's a huge social cost for people and families with diabetes.
How many Kiwis are affected by diabetes?
About 306,000 is the latest data that we got, and that has increased by about 40,000 in the last couple of years. So the trajectory for it to increase is really tracking, which is most unfortunate.
So just to reiterate regarding the eye screenings, you're saying our listeners with diabetes should go to their GPs regularly and talk to them about this, correct?
Absolutely. Everyone should be getting a diabetes check, and they are entitled, if they are presented with diabetes, they're entitled to an annual check, and from that annual check, they should be put into the system for a 2-yearly eye check.
That was Diabetes New Zealand CEO Heather Verry on Diabetes Action Month and the link between diabetes and blindness.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.